Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and we are absolutely ecstatic you guys are joining us this week. Don is here.
I'm here. I'm glad you're back in the house.
I am back. I'm happy to be back. Ava?
I'm here as well, always.
We are going to have fun today. No question about it. We're going to talk a little bit about some entertainment we found on Facebook or the social media that we may have to consider having as a guest, but that's going to be fun. We've got a little discussions on ice fishing and a lot of other cool stuff as well. Just leave it at that. I don't want to tease it too much. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun. Valley Outdoors right after this.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Welcome, Don.
It's good to be here.
It is good for me to be here as well,
yes.
Ava.
Good it's to see you as well. Always good to be here.
Yeah. It's kind of a welcome to being home. It feels good. Broadcasting from my home is not feeling like home when you go to do broadcasting.
No. You know, the one thing I've noticed is it's getting closer. There's a lot of things that you normally see this time of year coming for spring. The days are getting longer. It's lighter out longer.
Yeah.
It's not going to be long.
Yeah. Olympics are almost done. In fact, they're done this weekend, aren't they?
I think so, yep.
Yeah. So it's wrapping up. Your curling team didn't do so well?
Well, I mean, several of them didn't do well
this
year. I mean, the men made it to the medal round. They haven't totally completed yet, but they did lose their first match. So they still have a chance at the bronze.
Yeah.
Hopefully they've done that by now.
And Michaela didn't do so well. Hopefully,
no.
I haven't heard the finals and the turnout for the team event, but we'll see how that goes. Kind of a disappointing thing, but kind of,
There's another
a lot
4 years,
of snowboarding, a lot of skiing challenge, and the older folk really kicking some butt and some snowboard stuff. So a lot of fun on that side of the fence.
Yeah. Men's hockey came up short. They didn't even make it to the final game, which they were expected to be the gold, and they won't even be in the medal round. And the women got beat in the gold game, so.
Lots of drama.
Yeah.
At these Olympics, too. Just
yes,
drama.
Yes, with everything. So.
Well, you know, and that's not the only place that there has been drama, Ava.
Oh, please tell me more.
No, in the legislature, Don, it was brought to my attention, and I think yours as well, that in the legislature in Ohio, there's been a correlation that was brought up that was surprising to me.
Yeah, it took a turn, didn't it?
I had no idea. And, of course, that would be considered logic in college, but the logic somehow has escaped the legislature in Ohio, Hudson, Ohio.
Are you referring to the ice houses? Or?
Yeah, the ice houses.
I think they call
shanties.
Them ice shanties.
The ice shanties.
Multi-purpose.
And in this case, that apparently the... One of the legislators felt it was a multi-purpose shanty, best brought out by
Charlie Barron
from Manitowoc
Minute.
Yep.
Yes.
If you have a chance to look that up, I would certainly encourage you to do so. If you haven't heard the story is as follows. There was a discussion of ice fishing shanties allowed on a certain bodies of water within a given area in Hudson, Ohio. In this particular hearing, it was brought up that, well, if you have ice fishing shanties, so you have a lot of people on the ice. If you have ice fishing and a lot of people on the ice, then that's going to promote a lot of activities, and it could promote beer drinking. And then if you have that going on, then it will lead to not walleye depredation, not littering on the ice, but prostitution.
I'll admit, that one hadn't crossed my mind yet.
That took such a hard right turn. I had no clue it was coming, and I still, to this day, don't understand. Did some research on it as well, and everyone that was questioned in law enforcement in the Hudson said, I have absolutely no idea where he came up with that, because that has never been
an issue.
In fact, we never had an arrest for anything of the sort. So how in the world that ice fishing was related to the oldest profession still escapes me.
I don't know where it went. How did it end up?
I don't know.
Apparently, it's going nowhere quickly. Reminds me of the
same thing
in the Senate, where they had a deal where a guy said he piled up a bunch of military. If we piled military on one side of this island, wouldn't it be a fear of the island tipping over?
Right, yeah.
Same exact concept. So
yep.
Politics does not necessarily bring logic to the table. But Charlie Barron,
yeah, there's highlighted
an S at the end,
it, yep.
Does a great job at really bringing Midwest
humor,
and in everything he does, whether it's that or skiing or whatever. So I think we're going to try and get Charlie on the show and to bring his sort of
if you haven't seen him, check it out on Facebook. He has a whole series of videos that he does. It's called Manitowoc Minute.
Yep.
Check it out.
Just type in Charlie Barron's. I think it'll
get you there too.
Yes, it will.
So we'll probably put a link on our website at some point, so you can just click on our website so we can jump on. We'll friend him on our Facebook page. There you go. That works. Speaking of ice shanties, Don.
Yes.
We're looking at.
It's getting to be that time of year, and of course, it's different in each state.
It is. We happen to have a couple updates and reminders for the guys. You guys hanging out in Michigan, the Michigan area, whether it's lower and or upper, and the DNR puts this out, and of course, it's a reminder. Keep this in mind, because sometimes if you've let your ice shanty stay on the ice for a period of time, and it's thawed and frozen and thawed, you may find yourself in a bit of a sticky situation.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
It's not a good thing.
No. You know, I'll tell you a story when we're done with this.
All right. So Lower Peninsula, ice shanties such as on Lake St. Clair must be removed before sunset Sunday, February 27th. That's coming up.
Yep.
In the northern Lower Peninsula, they must be removed by midnight Tuesday, March 15th. And there's a number of the sites that are listed in the areas and towns as such. So keep that in mind. But again, that's, Lower Peninsula and the northern Lower Peninsula as well. When we look at the Upper Peninsula, the Michigan-Wisconsin boundary waters, they must remove by midnight, Tuesday, March 15th. All other bodies of water in the Upper Peninsula must be removed by March 31st, Thursday. So that's going to be key.
You know, I would just mention that all the states in the Midwest are probably somewhat similar to the dates, and you can easily find those by just going to our website and clicking on your state. And then the Department of Natural Resources site will come up. Just go to the news, and they'll have it listed there.
Where you want to see it. Yeah.
Right.
Easy access. One-stop shop.
I was going to say, I literally got this advice from a sheriff in a community that I lived in. I had an ice house out, and I was concerned about it freezing down. And he said the most effective way to get it off, and I'm not promoting this,
is we're going to do it right after break.
Okay.
We'll come back with that. Stay tuned, More Valley Outdoors.